Welcome to Medicom Oncology Clinical Pearls Podcast.
Welcome to Managing Myeloma. Today I'll be reviewing the results of the study titled Daratumumab, Carfilzomib, Lenalidomide and Dexamethasone Induction, Autologous Stem Cell Transplant and Post-Transplant, Response Adapted, Measurable Residual Disease-Based Dara-KRD Consolidation in Patients with Newly Diagnosed Multiple Myeloma. Daratumumab is a CD38 monoclonal antibody approved for myeloma in relapsed refractory multiple myeloma as well as newly diagnosed settings. In this study, daratumumab was combined with the most potent proteasome inhibitor, carfilzomib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone, with an intent to establish the safety of this combination and ascertain its activity among patients with newly diagnosed myeloma. The authors also assessed the feasibility of using MRD by next-generation sequencing, the clonoSEQ method, which measures up to a sensitivity of 10 to the power of minus 5 in the study, to inform the use and duration of post-transplant Dara-KRD consolidation. The primary endpoint for the study was rate of MRD negative responses, which at 10 to the power of minus 5, utilizing next-generation sequencing in patients treated with Dara-KRD induction, autologous stem cell transplant, and MRD-based response-adapted Dara-KRD consolidation. There were several secondary endpoints that were considered: toxicity of this combination, frequency of imaging plus MRD negative CR, impact of stem cell transplant and MRD, the correlation with the traditional IMWG responses, and outcomes of observation without maintenance upon the confirmation of MRD negativity. To date, 81 patients have been enrolled at a median follow-up of 7.4 months. All patients have completed induction of greater than 2 cycles. 42 patients have completed post-transplant assessments. Median age was 61 years. Patients were ranged anywhere between 38 years to 79 years. 20% of the patients had ISS stage 3 disease. 29% had high-risk chromosomal abnormalities of deletion 17P, translocation 414, or translocation 1416. If you include gain of 1Q as a high-risk chromosomal abnormality, more than half of the patients had high-risk chromosomal abnormalities. The MRD was trackable by next-generation sequencing clonoSEQ in 78 out of the 81 patients that were enrolled on the study, which is 96% of the patients. 100% of the patients had data points with trackable MRD. 40% of the patients post-induction had MRD negativity of less than 10 to the power of minus 5, and post-transplant, these responses have escalated to 73% of the patients achieving MRD negativity. And after MRD-directed consolidation, 82% of the patients had MRD negativity. No patients discontinued therapy due to toxicity in this study. There were 2 deaths. 1 patient died from a metapneumovirus post-transplant, and there was 1 unwitnessed sudden death 58 days after the stem cell transplant, but both of these were not considered to be related to the investigational agents. Most common grade 3 to 4 adverse events included neutropenia that was seen in 1/3 of the patients, around 35%, infection seen in 58% of the patients. 18 serious adverse events, including pneumonia seen in 5 patients, fever and neutropenia seen in 2 patients, pulmonary embolism in 1 patient, atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome in 1 patient, atrial fibrillation in 1 patient were the most common ones. 26 patients had received confirmed MRD negativity and entered the observational MRD surveillance. At a median follow-up of observation of 4.9 months, no relapse or resurgence of MRD was noted. Dara-KRD is deemed to be a very safe regimen. Much deeper and rapid responses were seen. MRD-negative responses were seen in newly diagnosed multiple myeloma with this combination. The NGS MRD-based response-adapted therapy was deemed to be feasible in at least 96% of the patients in this study. What is still yet to be known are the long-term outcomes with this MRD-directed discontinuation of therapy in the surveillance period. The study is continuing to accrue and will reach 123 patients to further inform outcomes by the cytogenetic status.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Medicom Oncology podcast channel for more clinical pearls. and be sure to visit managingmyeloma.com for more practice resources.